the last 10 seconds of the second round, I thought somebody had thrown something at me. I got that sort of typical shot in the leg that you hear athletes describe, and tore my calf muscle. So I sat down at the end of the second round, said to the England coach, "I've torn my calf muscle." She said, "Don't worry about that. You know, we're winning." So essentially I boxed for two rounds, stood on one leg, and sort of just nipped those last two rounds. But it was a challenge, but I knew we were winning. And, you know, that gold medal was in touching distance. So I wasn't prepared just to sit down and give it up.
And when you took up boxing in a relatively short period ago, did you ever think you'd get to this stage? Was this your aim?
The beginning was really about fitness. So I retired from Thai boxing in 2011, ruptured my cruciate ligament, and just wanted to go back to sort of that gym environment and the fitness that you get from boxing, and sort of asked Rob, the coach at H-Hour, whether he thought I could have just a bout. That was my ambition, really, just to have a bout. And it was sort of him that inspired me to think bigger and kind of to set the goal of making that national level, that sort of England call-up. So probably for the last 6 months, we've been working towards making the England team, really with a goal of making it next year. And we've kind of achieved it a little bit quicker than we thought we would.
Now, sadly for you, it's an Olympic year. Your weight category is not in the Olympics as it stands at the moment. What are your options, and have you ruled out the possibility of competing in the Olympics in the future?
I'm hoping AIB will change the regulations. So at the moment, there's only three categories. And unfortunately, my weight category sits right in the middle of the two smaller weight categories. They're not realistic possibilities for me just because of my body composition. Hopefully, that gender equality drive, which is in the offing, will mean that they'll introduce that middle weight category, and then we will be sort of making a bid towards that 2020 Olympics. You know, I'll be probably the oldest boxer in the competition, but that'll be our goal. Another 4 years of sort of hard training, hard work.